Today, the Audubon Zoo is treasured by residents and visitors alike. But it wasn't always that way. When the mayor assigned Ron Foreman to remake the zoo, it presented a formidable challenge. In this edition of NOLA Life Stories, Ron takes listeners through the evolution of the zoo and describes the arrival of a certain white alligator 40 years ago.
There's several memories. One began with my family. My family liked to ride bikes from uptown to Audubon Park and Monkey Hill and picnics, and often the zoo was part of those visits.
I went on down to the Audubon Zoo, and they all asked for you. They all asked for you.
For who?
Well, they even inquired about you.
And I got the opportunity to go work at City Hall, and one of the projects I was assigned to was Audubon Zoo. And the question was, should it be closed down because it was such a bad zoo, or should the mayor commit resources to fix it up? And I was 24 years old. I was a kid. It was an easy answer to go back and say, you need to fix this. And that was the beginning of turning the zoo from the animal ghetto to the zoo we know today. But the more we brought experts in from around the country, I learned that putting animals in cages was not the right way to display animals. It wasn't a good education program about wildlife. It wasn't good conservation. And, you know, the animals were not treated with the welfare they really need to be treated with. But that a good zoo can be a big asset for a community. And again, Moonlander bought into that and led the effort to rebuilding it. We always get phone calls, a lot of times on April 1st, you know, April Fool type jokes, of we found this, or is Mr. Tiger there, or Mr. That there. But we had a phone call from someone saying that, I think they said 14 baby white alligators. And we had never heard of white alligators before, so we were kind of suspicious, but we said, bring them over. So in a paper bag, I looked in there, and they're probably about 9 inches long, and looked like a Godiva chocolate. They were just solid white. It's like, wow, I've never seen that before. But we dug deeper into it, and the people that brought it to us had actually taken it off a nest on someone else's land. They poached the eggs. So we made it clear to them what they did was illegal. You're not allowed to do that. And they quickly wanted to give us the white alligators.
Deep in a Louisiana swamp by workers from the Louisiana Land Exploration Company, a clutch of 17 infant ivory reptiles was recovered. Only a few of the blue-eyed albino gators survived and now reside.
In doing our research, we found out that white alligators don't exist, probably born more than we think, but they don't survive because of the white. They can't camouflage. So they're easy targets for bird of prey or turtles or some other animals, and they don't make it past a young age. But we also decided let's make this a big deal since no one had white alligators in zoos before. So we wrote a story about the folklore of white alligators. And if you had a chance to see a white alligator, it brought prosperity to your family. And then we promoted, come see our white alligators at the Audubon Zoo. And sure enough, people lined up. Then we got calls from zoos across the country saying, you got a few extra ones, can we borrow them? And we would work out an agreement that it could be a temporary loan. I can't remember which zoo it was, but one, for example, picked up the white alligator from a private airplane in a limousine with a police escort and drove the white alligator to their zoo with sirens blaring, and you know, another one had it insured for $10 million. All types of fun things about the folklore of white alligators. So they became popular all over the country.
Not surprisingly, mutant albinos swim and breed in these waters. A thought is born of this surreal environment.
Louisiana is pretty unique. We can do education programs about the Serengeti in Africa. We go all over the world. But one of the most unique ecosystems is 50 miles from where Audubon is right now. You know, this ecosystem's fragile, it's beautiful, it's mysterious, it's romantic. People love to hear about it. So it is still today one of our most popular exhibits in the zoo.